Dictation for John Radcliffe, R-A-D-C-L-I-F-F-E, April 1941. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640, and Saginaw, VA. Dear Dr. Stevelton and Sirs at Saginaw, VA, a consultation for Mr. Radcliffe or Radcliffe with abnormal kidney function. He has a long-term history of hypertension. Prior prostate cancer, status post-surgery, 2005. He's not aware of radiation of chemotherapy or recurrence, has chronic incontinence, chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, used to take a leaf, but seems aware of kidney problems, discontinued many months ago. Stable weight, appetite, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. There was recent hospital admission for bradycardia, symptomatic for what Veramil was discontinued. Does have a sleep apnea, CPAP machine since 2007. He's having problems of dry mouth. No claudication symptoms, no gross edema. He developed a rash, itchy since he started on Norvasc just recently. No mucosal compromise, no fever, no blisters. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for long-term hypertension, prostate cancer as indicated above surgery. Chronic back pain, spinal stenosis prior surgery, to see Dr. Adams, ADAMS, for second opinion. He denies diabetes, coronary artery disease, or heart problems, no TAS stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. There has been prior anemia, as well as kidney stones, uric acid. Last event 4 or 5 years ago, no gout, no liver disease. Next paragraph, procedures including bilateral shoulder rotator cuff repair, prostate surgery, fracture of right ankle requiring surgery, bilateral knee scopes, prior lithotripsy for kidney stones, colonoscopy, benign polyps, right-sided carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, allergies to atenolol, coric, and bradycardia from verapamil. Next paragraph, smoke one pack per day for 15 years, discontinued like 30, 35 years ago, does drink beer one or twice every day. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include hydralazine, aldactone, propranolol, alfuzosin, A-L-F-U-Z-O-S-I-N, pravacol, amlodipine, lisinopril, Aleve discontinued many months ago, verapamil discontinued a few weeks ago. I want to mention that he used to take a high dose of lisinopril, presently down to 5 milligrams. Next paragraph. I review your records, erectile dysfunction, hard of hearing, prior urinary retention, next paragraph on physical exam, weight 198, 68 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 70, symmetrical pupils, repeat blood pressure 136/62 on the right, 140/70 on the left. Normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable fibro lymph nodes, no gross JVD, no gross carotid bruises, lungs distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no palpable masses on the abdomen or liver spleen ascites, no gross edema, he has a macular rash, chest, abdomen, back, upper extremities, no mucosal compromise, no blister, no bruises. I do hear minor bruit actually on the neck arteries as well as femorals. Next paragraph. Recent hospital admission for bradycardia, March, creatinine between 2 and 2.3. In that opportunity, sodium, potassium, normal. There is normal acid base. Anemia around 11, normal white blood cell platelet. January, creatinine of 2, GFR 34. Last year, October, 1.5, 1.7. Trace amount of protein, no blood. Last year, July, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. March, 1.7, GFR 39. 1.5, 46. December 2021, 1.7, 39. Kidney ultrasound, 11.8 on the right, 9.8 on the left, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction, simple cyst on the right side. There has been two attempts for renal artery Doppler, the last one February 2023, right kidney 12, left kidney 9.8. The right-sided peak systolic velocity mid-area was 181. Although the artery was difficult to visualize, the impression diagnostic was no significant renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4, likely from long-term hypertension, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Prior imaging do not show obstruction or urinary retention. He has chronic incontinence and impotence from prior prostate cancer and surgery. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, volume overload. There is evidence of atherosclerosis. Renal Doppler was not diagnostic for renal artery stenosis. Has chronic back pain and prior prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that was discontinued. Does have non-spinal stenosis. Looking for second opinion. Blood pressure in the office appears acceptable. I did not change medications. He has a rash. The new medication is the Norvas. The extent is too large to apply just steroids. I would just do moisturizing medications, and if it's not progressing, continue seeing medicines. Otherwise, he will need to stop the Norvas, which is the new one. His blood pressure has been difficult to control over time. Presently requiring 5 agents. He does have tender of the breast area, likely related to the aldactone effect. We will monitor chemistries over time and follow up with you. End of dictation. Well, excuse me. We will follow up. We will monitor chemistries over time and follow with you. We will decide for potential treatment depending on results of potassium acid-based, calcium phosphorus nutrition, PTH, parathyroid, as well as potential anemia. End of dictation.